Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism, do my best to distill it down to its most salient points, and talk about how we can apply it in our daily lives. I share my own experiences, and as well as my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them, all within the span of a coffee break. Today's episode is Stuck in the Past. I want you to take a moment and think about the biggest regret you have in your past. Is there some choice that you made that you still kick yourself over? Maybe there were some circumstances such as physical or emotional abuse that you had no control over. Maybe there was something that you did or didn't do that you still regret. Maybe there's the one that got away or the fact that you chose one job over another. I mean, every one of us has regrets about the past. So today I want to talk about how holding on to the past is something that spoils your present and poisons your future. Seneca said, "All this hurrying from place to place won't bring you any relief, for you're traveling in the company of your own emotions, followed by your troubles all the way." So one of the core tenets of Stoicism is to be aware of and to focus on the things that we can control and let go of the things that we can't. And one area that we definitely do not have control over is what happened in the past. It's not something that we can change, but it's one of the hardest things for us to let go of. Regrets are a prison of our own making, but we're the ones that actually hold the key to our escape. And learning how to untangle ourselves from the past can bring us a lot of peace and freedom to move more lightly in the present. So why do we hold on to the past so tightly? I think it's because so much of our identity is wrapped up in the memories of things that happened to us and the things that we did or didn't do. Experiences shape how we think about the world and how it works, and it also shapes our behavior in all kinds of situations. Our perspective on the past informs us of who we think we are. As a thought experiment, what would happen if you woke up with no memory of the past? How would you know who you are? Would it change who you are as a person? How would you know what you liked, what you dislike, what you fear, or what you consider as important? I mean, do you like peanut butter and hate whiskey? Do you appreciate rainy days, or do you find them intolerable? If you had no memories of the past, you wouldn't know what you think about so many things. It's our memories and the importance that we give them that inform how we feel about the things in the present and how we decide what we think is important. Another difficult part about letting go of the past is that because our minds are prediction-making machines, we get stuck in the trap of if only. We think about how much better our life would be if only we had made a different choice, or if only we had been born into different circumstances. We play back all kinds of alternative scenarios about how we think things should have been, but this kind of thinking holds us hostage to the past and to something that we cannot change. And since you can't change the past, how do you let go of it? How do you stop painful memories from holding power over your daily life? How do you let yourself out of the prison of your own mind? I mean, since you can't change your past, the only thing you can change is how you think about it. Your perspective on what those memories mean is what gives them a positive or negative meaning. By changing your perspective, you can change what those memories actually mean. And this is called reframing. So how do we reframe the past? Seneca said, "Reason shows us there is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." By changing the stories that we tell ourselves about what happened in the past, we can change what it means to us. For example, I grew up in a very chaotic environment. My father was often violent and very angry, and there was a lot of fear in our home. Now I could focus on how terrible it was, but what good does that do me? I mean, if I spend my time thinking about how awful it was and how I was so afraid of my father, I keep myself in a place of unhappiness. I create my own prison from the memories of something that I can't change. But what if I decide to change my perspective? What if I focused on how my father was smart and curious and funny, and how he used to make us laugh so hard that we'd be doubled over on the floor? Or how he would talk about fascinating ideas that he had just read about, like the cosmos or chaos theory. What if I looked at my father with compassion and empathy and decided that my past with my father is a lesson for me to learn how to forgive others and how to be loving towards people who've already hurt me? By changing what I think the past means, I can use those experiences as lessons. I can decide to focus on the good things and reframe the bad things as lessons that I can learn from. Holding on to the past and allowing it to impact me negatively doesn't change what happened. And the only person that it harms is mostly me. Now, some people may disagree with handling things this way. They may think that in doing so, it minimizes what actually happened or that we're denying what happened. And this isn't the case. The Stoic idea of amor fati means to love your fate, which means that we embrace our past. Because we can't change what happened in the past, the more we resist accepting and acknowledging our past, the more we give it power over our lives. When we acknowledge and accept what happened, we also get to decide what we make it mean. Also, remember that everything that has happened to you in the past has made you who you are today. Every choice you made and every experience you had is something that you can learn from if you're willing to look for the lesson. By reframing it, you can look at it as an experience that you survived and something you figured out how to get through. Because of the choices you made, you became the person you are today. One of my favorite examples of how a sudden shift in perspective can change a whole experience was when I first watched The Sixth Sense. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, this is a spoiler alert. I'm going to give some things away. So you can either skip past this or sit through it, your choice. In the movie The Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis plays a psychiatrist who is helping a young boy who is struggling with the fact that he sees dead people. When Bruce Willis's character finally makes the realization that he is actually one of those dead people, it completely changes the meaning behind almost every moment in the movie. And so when you watch it a second time through with this knowledge, it's like watching a completely different movie. Just that slight change in perspective changed the whole meaning of the movie for me. Life is challenging, and none of us are going to have a perfectly carefree life without any pain or struggle. But if we let all the less than perfect moments in our lives sour our memories, then we're locking ourselves in a prison of perpetual unhappiness. You are the one that holds the key to that prison. And that key is all in your perspective and the stories that you tell yourself. And that's the end of this week's episode. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, head on over to patreon.com/stoiccoffee and help support this podcast by becoming a patron. Also, swing by our website at www.stoic.coffee, where you can sign up for our newsletter and buy some great-looking shirts and hoodies at the new Stoic Coffee Shop. Also, if you know of somebody that would benefit from or would appreciate this podcast, please share it. Word of mouth is always the best way to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.